Good morning. Welcome to the California Coastal Commission meeting for Friday, April 10th. And let's go to our clerk, and could you please call the roll?
Commissioner Ashajian.
Here.
Commissioner Blank.
Here.
Commissioner Burke.
Here.
Here.
Commissioner Wesel.
Here.
Commissioner Secord.
Present.
Commissioner Mercurimi.
Present.
Commissioner Vargas.
Present.
Chair Neely.
Here.
Oh, Commissioner Potter.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Let's go to staff to cover any of the changes on the agenda and the ground rules.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Changes to the agenda today. On page 12, item 7A, the Pacific Skies Estates, is postponed. On page 13, item 11A, the Carmel Appeal, Barron and D'Angelo, is withdrawn. Also on page 13, item 12A, we're recommending move to consent. That's the Vaden and Ray application for a single-family home.
What is that one?
That's 12A on move to consent.
And what was the first one?
On page 12, item 7A, postponed. Page 13, 11A, withdrawn. Page 13, 12A, move to consent. On page 14, item 16A is postponed. And on page 15, item 16C, the PG&E application, is recommended move to consent. Also, for members of the public who may be here today, if you wish to speak to an item, you need to fill out a speaker slip and indicate which item you are speaking to and whether you're in support or opposition to the staff recommendation. Also, if you could please turn off your cell phones while you're in your hearing room, that would be appreciated.
You really know how to do it.
So that would bring us to the North Central Coast District this morning. And I believe we have one de minimis waiver and one emergency permit to report to you. I'm not aware of any opposition to either one of those.
All right, thank you. Is there any objection to concurrence with the Deputy Director? Seeing none, the Commission concurs.
And we also have a time extension on the agenda today for North Central Coast. Item 5A is the San Mateo County LCP Amendment Mid-Coast Update. We are recommending that the time be extended on that update. You may recall we had it agendized for March and released a staff recommendation. The County of San Mateo did request that we continue that item so that we could continue working together on some of the proposed modifications, and at this point we anticipate bringing it to the Commission in August, but in order to allow for that we do need to extend the time, and we are recommending our standard extension of 1 year.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Potter?
Madam Chair, I move the Commission extend the 90-day time limit to act on San Mateo County Local Coastal Program, a major amendment number SMC-MAJ-1-07, by a period of 1 year from May 28, 2009 to May 28, 2010.
All right, we have a motion by Commissioner Potter and a second by Commissioner Mercurimi. Is there any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the time extension is granted.
So that brings us to the Central Coast District. And I have two waivers and one emergency permit to report there. And again, I'm not aware of any opposition to those minor items.
All right. Any objection to concurrence? Seeing none, the Commission concurs.
For the consent calendar and Central Coast, a moment ago I recommended moving item 12A to consent. This is an application for a single-family home in Santa Cruz County. It's an infill development proposal. This is the de novo portion of an appeal upon which the Commission previously found substantial issue. We've worked out various issues with the applicant and the original appellant.
All right. Thank you, staff. Commissioner Potter?
Move consent.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the consent calendar by Commissioner Potter, second by Commissioner Secord. Is there any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the matter is approved. The consent calendar is approved.
And so the last item for today for Central Coast is item 10A, and this is a City of Marina LCP amendment This is a comprehensive amendment of the subdivision ordinance of the LCP for the city, implementation plan only. We have been working with the city on this proposed set of modifications that we're recommending, and we're in agreement at this point with the addendum, the short addendum that you should have in your packet, which makes some minor changes to the modifications. Basically, this amendment would update the LCP to replace the current subdivision regulations with a new updated subdivision regulation, primarily to implement the Subdivision Map Act. However, we have reviewed it and proposed various modifications to assure that the dune ESHA in the city of Marina is adequately protected if and when any subdivisions may be proposed. We've also recommended several procedural and technical changes to assure consistency with the LCP in any future subdivision application. So I can go into more detail on those if you'd like.
We have no speaker slips on this item.
The motions are on page 3.
Madam Chair, I move the Commission reject Major Amendment Number 1-07, Part 4, to the City of Marina's Local Coastal Program Implementation Plan as submitted. Recommend a yes vote.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Potter, a second by Commissioner Mercurimi. Passage of the motion will result in rejection of the amendment and adoption of the resolution and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to your motion?
No.
Commissioner? No? All right. Is there any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the Commission hereby denies certification of the Major Amendment Number 1-07, Part 4, to the City of Marina Local Coastal Program Implementation Plan. Sorry.
Madam Chair, I move the Commission certify Major Amendment Number 1-07, Part 4, to the City of Marina Local Coastal Program Implementation Plan if it is modified as suggested in the staff report. Recommend a yes vote.
Second. All right. We have a motion and a second. Maker and the second are recommending a yes vote. Passage of the motion will result in certification of the amendment with the suggested modifications. Would you like to speak to your motion?
No, thank you.
Commissioner Mercurimi? No. Okay, is there any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the Commission hereby certifies Major Amendment Number 1-07, Part 4, to the City of Marina Local Coastal Program Implementation Plan. Thank you.
Thank you. And just on that item, I wanted to make sure everyone had this revised map
yes.
today.
Yes,
that
thank
included
you.
That amendment.
Thank you for putting that out.
Good morning, Commissioners. That brings us to the North Coast portion of the agenda. And for the North Coast District Director's Report, we did hand out the pink addendum this morning that has one permit time extension for a single-family home in the Cane Ridge area of Humboldt County. We're aware of no controversy associated with this extension. Recommend that the Commission concur with the staff determination that there are no changed circumstances affecting the development's consistency with the Coastal Act.
All right. Thank you. Is there any objection to concurrence? Seeing none, the Commission concurs.
Item 14 is the North Coast Consent Calendar, and as Charles Lester noted, there is one North Coast item that's been moved to the consent calendar, which is item 16C, the permit application of PG&E. And for the benefit of anyone in the audience who might be here for this item will be now heard as part of the consent calendar, where the discussion will be limited to whether it should remain on the consent calendar or, and if not, revert to its original place on the agenda as scheduled. The application involves ongoing maintenance clearing of vegetation along several segments of existing high pressure gas lines along Highway 101.
And we have no speaker slips on this item.
The staff has worked with the applicant to keep the proposed vegetation clearing and trimming in the riparian areas to an absolute minimum. We're aware of no opposition to the item, but we did receive a call from the staff of the State Lands Commission indicating that portions of the gas lines may be within areas where there's a state property interest. And the State Lands Commission staff has asked that we include the usual condition that would require that prior to the commencement of the development that the applicant either obtain necessary permits or a determination from state lands that they don't object to the project going ahead without authorization. So we recommend that upon the close of the consent calendar, you approve the permit application with the conditions in the staff report plus that additional condition.
All right. Commissioner Potter?
I move approval of the consent calendar.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Is there any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the consent calendar is approved.
That brings us to item 15A, which is an appeal by Martin Kitzel of the decision of Mendocino County to grant a permit with conditions to Frank Cosenza for the development of a new 2,673-square-foot single-story, single-family residence involving the installation of a manufactured home on a concrete foundation and various accessory improvements related to that. The project's located within the Iverson Lane residential subdivision along the east side of Highway 1, about 4 miles south of Point Arena on the Mendocino coast. The staff is recommending that the commission, after the public hearing, determine that no substantial issue exists with respect to the grounds on which the appeal was filed. And there are three basic contentions in the appeal. First, the appellant claims that the development's inconsistent with the visual resource protection policies of the LCP and that it affects views and it would not be compatible with the character of the area. The contentions are that it would be in a prominent location and, given the height of the structure, it would be difficult to screen it with trees. The second contention involves allegation that the project would exceed the 28-foot height limit that's prescribed by the zoning district for that site. And finally, the appellant claims that the county reviewed the project with a general lack of diligence and should have done a better job in that respect. I do have a few slides for this item. The first is a slide from the Coastal Records Project that shows the project site outlined in slide two here in the black outline. The project is located on the rural Mendocino coast, but it's within this area where you can see the parcel lines of the subdivision. So it is a relatively developed area that has lots of residential lots, even though a large area around it is largely rural and undeveloped. It's not a highly scenic area. There are highly scenic areas west of Highway 1 and to the north of the subdivision, but this particular site is not. Here's a general site plan of the development that's also in your packet. Here are a few photos that just give you some of the visual setting of the site. The project site is essentially up in the area here in slide 5 on the top right-hand corner. You can see Highway 1 going along the shoreline. This promontory to the west of Highway 1 is a public access area that's run by the Redwood Coast Land Conservancy. And part of the concern that's raised is there'll be visual impacts to people using the public access areas. The next slide is what you saw before. I'm giving a panorama. This is just a little bit further south. It shows the subject property. Here's the promontory. And then the third slide here is here's the project site, and it shows kind of the rest of that subdivision area. With regard to the various contentions, staff believes that the project does not raise a substantial issue with respect to the visual resources. The project is on the inland side of Highway 1. It's not a highly scenic area, as I said, and the only views that could potentially would be affected would be the views from the interior road within the subdivision, which is lightly traveled. The concern about how the project would be visually incompatible with the area, given that the site is on a slope, is mitigated by the fact that the county did require a landscaping plan that, among other purposes, is designed to screen the development. Even though it might be difficult to plant trees that would be tall enough to screen the entire development, as you can see, there's lots of other homes visible in the area, and we think a partial screening would make it compatible. The contention concerning the height requirement, the appellant suggests that as viewed from Highway 1, looking up at the site, the project would exceed the 28-foot height limit. And the Coastal Zoning Code indicates that the 28-foot height is really an average height. You average the average height above the ground level from the various points to come up with an average of 28 feet. So therefore, from the downhill side, it will look taller than 28, even though it does meet the code requirement of a 28-foot average. And lastly, the contention regarding an allegation that the county staff didn't apply diligence in reviewing this, we don't think raises any substantive issue, just goes goes more to the processing and doesn't affect the grounds that the project as approved is somehow inconsistent with the LCP. So therefore, we're recommending no substantial issue. The motion to adopt the staff recommendation is found on page 1 of the staff report, and we're recommending a yes vote.
All right. Thank you, staff. Let me look to the commissioner to see if there are any ex parte communications. All right. Seeing none, then we'll bring it, open the public hearing. And Penny England? Would you like to, you have to come to the microphone if you'd like to address the issue or indicate you support the staff's recommendation. That's fine.
Good morning. My name is Penny England, and I'm in favor of it. I'm the contractor for this project, and we worked long and hard on doing everything that the Coastal Committee has requested of us and submitted in everything, and I think it should be in favor. If there's an issue regarding the wall on the downhill side for approximating on Highway 1, we can backfill, we can do other things if that becomes something that the county doesn't like in the future. There's other things that can be done for that wall.
So you're actually supporting the staff's recommendation?
I am.
All right, great. Thank you. All right, bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Potter?
Madam Chair, I move that the commission determine and resolve that appeal number A-1-MEN-09-012 does not represent a substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal has been filed under Coastal Act Section 30603 regarding consistency with the certified local coastal program and or the public access policies of the Coastal Act. Recommend a yes vote.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Potter and a second by Commissioner Secord. Passage of the motion and resolution will result in a finding of no substantial issue and adoption of the findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to your motion?
Well, I think the aerial certainly addresses and outlines the issues that Bob was covering, the visual elements, the infill aspects, and the lack of impact to the public views of the ocean.
All right. Commissioner Secord? All right. We have a motion and a second to, and the maker, they're both recommending a yes vote. Is there any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission determines that no substantial exists with respect to the grounds on which the appeal's been filed. Thank you.
Item 16A is the Del Biagio application, which was postponed. We do expect that to be on the May agenda, by the way. The item 16B, McConnell, this item is the de novo hearing on an appeal which is an application of Frank McConnell to construct a single-family residence with a garage, exterior decks, covered porches, concrete driveway, septic system, propane tank, and a connection to utilities on the rural southern Mendocino coast as well, similar to the last project. This, though, is located at Irish Beach, approximately 4 miles north of the town of Manchester. The commission found on December 14, 2007, that the appeal raised a substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal had been filed. These grounds included contentions that the project raised geologic hazards, did not keep grading to an absolute minimum, and did not include sufficient buffer between the development and environmentally sensitive habitat on the property. Since that time, the applicant has provided staff with supplemental information and made a number of project revisions. They've done a quantitative slope stability analysis to address the geologic concerns. They've done further mapping of the environmentally sensitive habitat on the property. They've provided information regarding whether a denial of the project would result in a takings inconsistent with Section 30010 of the Coastal Act. And they've also provided information demonstrating the suitability of the septic system and demonstrating proof of water. The revised project description and plans involves making some downsizing the project to a certain extent and moving the project approximately 35 feet back towards the road. And, you know, as revised, the project includes a very modest 1,200 square foot house with a 344 square foot single car garage and various appurtenant structures related to that. The I do have some slides that I'd like to show. Here's Coastal Records Project aerial of the McConnell site at Irish Beach. The property is about a half acre in size, and as you can see, it's located on a west-facing marine terrace with a very substantial bluff below it. The parcel is located on the urban side of the urban-rural boundary and is zoned for residential use. It's not located within an area designated as highly scenic. However, there are views of the ocean and the Point Arena Lighthouse through the site from the public road adjacent to it. A habitat assessment and survey conducted for the property determined that the property contains a large area of habitat for the Point Arena mountain beaver. Even though it's this species bears some resemblance to a beaver, the animal is actually a type of terrestrial rodent, and it is federally listed on the Endangered Species Act, and it's also a species of concern as determined by the California Department of Fish and Game. And so its habitat meets the definition of environmentally sensitive under the LCP and the Coastal Act. The project, as I mentioned, is a fairly modest house. It's a one-bedroom home, 1,200 square feet, single story. We're recommending that the commission approve with conditions the permit for the proposed project. We believe that as condition, the development will include mitigation measures that will mitigate all significant adverse impacts to the environmentally sensitive habitat and to geologic hazards, and approving the project will preclude an unconstitutional taking of private property for public use consistent with the requirements of the Coastal Act. As I noted before, the three principal issues raised by the project on appeal included contentions that the project would not be safe from bluff retreat, that grading wasn't kept to a minimum, and that it would encroach into the Point Arena Mountain beaver habitat on the site. With respect to the bluff edge and bluff retreat hazards, the quantitative slope stability analysis that was submitted recommends that there be a 30-foot setback of the house from an old landslide scarp that's downhill from the site. The analysis indicates that with certain recommendations for foundations and drainage, that the development can be built there safely. And Dr. Johnson, your staff geologist, has reviewed the report, concurs with the determination. However, the analysis concedes that the development is located seaward of the coastal bluff edge. As you could see from the initial photograph, there's a very high bluff to the west of where we're looking here on this particular slide, and the slope actually continues all the way up to the road, although at the upper elevations it's much more rounded, but it still has a partial slope, and so technically it's within the bluff. However, there's no other location to build the house that wouldn't be within the bluff. So therefore, we're determining that it's not consistent with the bluff edge policies that say you can only build landward of the bluff edge. However, for reasons I'll get to in a moment, we feel it's necessary to recommend approval to avoid an unconstitutional taking of the property. With regard to the grading issues, the project, as revised, as I noted before, moved the house essentially 35 feet to the east inland. That's reduced the length of the driveway and consequently the amount of grading, and we feel that it has minimized grading consistent with the visual resource policies. With regard to the environmentally sensitive habitat concerns, the project, as designed or proposed in the de novo submittal, would provide for a 50-foot setback from an area that has been deed restricted and set aside as a conservation easement as part of the applicant's dealings with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to avoid an incidental take of Point Arena Mountain beaver habitat. Now, that does not adequately protect the environmentally sensitive habitat area because the environmentally sensitive habitat area actually extends further east. The area that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service protected in this slide is essentially the western two-thirds of the property. What you're seeing, what their proposal was to protect where the Point Arena Mountain beaver actually existed at the time the easement was established. What they didn't take into account, this area that's hatched is an area that the latest Wildlife Survey indicated actually is suitable for Point Arena Mountain Beaver habitat. And not only that, was Point Arena Mountain Beaver habitat until some unauthorized clearing of coastal scrub vegetation occurred sometime in the last 5 or 6 years. There still are old burrows within this area, and our feeling and the determination of the biologist for the applicant is that this area does constitute environmentally sensitive habitat. The project, as proposed, would extend into the environmentally sensitive habitat area. This exhibit doesn't show the full extent of the habitat. It actually goes about midway into the home. And so the project can't be found consistent with the environmentally sensitive habitat policies of the LCP, which preclude development that would adversely affect habitat from being located within the habitat, and it can't be consistent with the buffer policies because there's no buffer. However, as I noted before, staff has determined that the commission must allow a reasonable residential development on the property to avoid an unconstitutional taking of the applicant's property. The Lucas decision indicates to the commission that if the commission were to deny all reasonable use of the property, that a taking could result. We have looked at the various allowable uses that could be provided on the property if the commission were to deny the house. The site is zoned as suburban residential, and the permitted use types include various residential uses as well as various leisure recreational activities. Now, those leisure recreational activities are things like wildlife viewing, hiking, etc. It does not include commercial activities, so you couldn't use the site, even if it were useful for that, for, you know, a commercial bird watching site or in some other way try to gain some economic use from the natural values of the site, because that's a use that's under a separate category that's not allowed on this property. Nor could you designate it as an open space preserve. That, again, is another kind of use that's not in this zoning district. And there really isn't any indication that any agency would be willing to purchase the property for that purpose. It's an infill site within an existing residential subdivision. So in these circumstances, we believe it's reasonable to conclude that denial of the project would have a substantial economic impact on the value of the property and to preclude a takings and to assure consistency with Section 30010 of the Coastal Act, we feel you need to approve a residential development on the site. Now, though the applicants are entitled under that section to a residential use of the property, that doesn't mean that the commission needs to approve any use. The commission still must find that the project is consistent as possible with the LCP and include mitigations to avoid and minimize the impacts. With regard to the geologic hazards, there are conditions recommended 1 through 7, which include the usual suite of requirements that they prepare final plans that meet the recommendations of the geotechnical engineer, that they restrict the use of the site so that they can't build future seawalls, that they assume the risks of building in a hazardous area, and that the area that's detailed here in slide 7 in Hatch, which actually continues to the western extent of the property that goes off the slide, that's to be reserved as an open space area where very little development except for perhaps planting of plants for Point Arena Mountain Beaver habitat, necessary clearing for fire safety purposes would be allowed. Otherwise, everything else would be restricted. For the Point Arena Mountain Beaver issue, the open space area will protect that. There are also limitations on the season when they do the work to avoid the time of the year when the Point Arena Mountain Beaver burrows and nests in that area. And there's also a requirement that they provide a fence along both the north and south ends of the development as a means of trying to demarcate and limit the residential uses of the property to the area east of the edge of the home. There's also a landscaping requirement that requires that in addition to avoiding non-native plants and avoiding the use of rodenticides, both to avoid direct impacts to the to this endangered rodent and to secondary impacts to predators. There's also a requirement that they replant vegetation within the disturbed area to improve the habitat. And so with those conditions, staff believe that the development, as amended, will include measures to mitigate the impacts to Eschewan geologic hazards to the greatest extent feasible, consistent with the LCP, and will also provide for a reasonable economic use of the property that will avoid an unconstitutional takings. And so staff is recommending that you approve with conditions the permit by adopting the staff recommendation. The motion is found on page 10.
All right. Thank you, staff. Let me first see if there are any ex parte communications from commissioners. Okay, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Secord?
I wanted to just ask a question about the geologic stability. I think the whole thing is trumped by the takings issue in Lucas, but when you look at the geology report, this is pretty unstable material that they're trying to build on. And so I guess the fundamental question is, how long is a structure placed on this unstable material going to last, and how would they move it back when the leach field is just behind their home? If you could help me with that.
Yes, and that was one of the major issues on appeal, and that's why the commission requested that they prepare a quantitative slope stability analysis. And the analysis indicates that though it's seaward of the bluff edge, it actually is a safe location over the...
Do they have a structural safety of 1.5 to 1?
Yes.
I did not see that in there.
Yeah, I don't think we indicated that in the report, but but it does...
Well, some of us read this stuff.
I appreciate that, and Dr. Johnson did review it, and he looked closely at the quantitative slope stability analysis, and he's satisfied too that the location is safe for the 75-year lifespan that the county's LCP requires, even though it's technically still on a more gentle part of the slope. There are recommendations for certain foundations and other drainage issues, which are incorporated into the conditions.
All right. Commissioner Potter.
Madam Chair, I move the commission approve coastal development permit number A-1-MEN-07-047, subject to conditions. Recommend a yes vote.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Potter, a second by Commissioner Shajian. The maker and seconder are recommending a yes vote. Passage of the motion will result in approval of the permit as conditioned and adoption of the findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to your motion?
Briefly. I think, Bob, you described this project as modest, and I would say it was modest to begin with. How it got to be any more modest, I'm not quite sure. I mean, it dropped 133 feet in the total square footage of the place when it was only about 1,300 to begin with, which is a pretty significant reduction. I mean, it's a 10% reduction. You took it's 40 feet less of covered porches, 55 feet less as far as decks go. So I think it's more than modest and certainly does address any takings issues. So I appreciate the work both by you and the applicant.
All right. Seconder, would like to comment? All right. Is there any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission hereby approves the coastal development permit. And Mr. Douglas, I believe that's it for the day then.
In contrast, he is.
We're already finished? Boy, you don't mess around.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
If I could take a second. I wanted to thank staff for the site visit yesterday. I'm a site visit kind of guy. I enjoy seeing these things on the ground, and I really appreciate the opportunity to see the Peaker site the day before yesterday. Thank you.
I think it was helpful. Glad we could squeeze it in. So see you next month.
Thanks, staff. Thanks, commissioners.
We're in San Francisco.
Next month, San Francisco, two-day meeting, right?
Two-day meeting.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Please be prepared for full days. And thanks to Commissioner Mercurimi for arranging for us to get the City Hall again.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner.
Very good of you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
At the City Hall?
No. Yeah. At the Hyatt.
We're at the Hyatt. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we meeting there, too? Mercurimi got us the City Hall for August. At the May meeting, we're meeting at the Hyatt in San Francisco. So, okay, you're welcome. I need all the help I can get. Okay.